local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
The Centers for Disease Control say it's working fast to get coronavirus testing kits to California, but today's update had few specifics.
So far, the United States has done barely 500 tests on people suspected of coronavirus infection. The Centers for Disease Control says that is about to change.
CDC has manufactured brand new test kits that are specific to the novel coronavirus. There is a great need for test manufacturers to rapidly make testing available in hospitals and at the bedside.
That's the CDC's Dr. Nancy Messonnier. When asked why other countries are way ahead of the U.S. on testing for this virus, she could not say exactly, but does say test kits exist or are being made, but says another agency is now overseeing delivery.
This is part of a huge effort within the U.S. government led by HHS.
The CDC did confirm virus testing kits are coming to California. They just could not say how many or when. Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
More than 50 people are under self-quarantine orders in Riverside County because of possible exposure to the coronavirus. Barbara Cole with the Riverside County Department of Public Health tells CBS2 they're being told not to go to work or to go to school.
And then they're asked to take their temperature twice a day, as well as, of course, monitor for respiratory symptoms. We are checking in with them. They actually have to provide us the documentation of their screening, and we provide that back to the California Department of Public Health.
All the people under the self-quarantine orders had traveled to parts of the world where the coronavirus infection rate is high.
United Airlines has suspended flights between LAX and Tokyo's Narita Airport because of the spread of coronavirus. United's Houston and Chicago routes to and from Narita are also canceled until at least April. Stay with KNX for continuing in-depth team coverage of the coronavirus crisis. And there's more information, including a detailed map of infection zones, on our website, knx1070.com. A collision between two massive construction cranes sent tons of metal crashing to the ground at the site of SoFi Stadium, the future home of the Rams and Chargers.
The accident happened when one of two cranes was being repositioned on the east side of the stadium site. LA County Fire Inspector Sean Ferguson said there was little time for people on the ground to react.
The booms of both cranes collided. As a result of that collision, the stationary crane then collapsed.
Falling metal crushed as many as five trucks and cars that were parked nearby and damaged a utility building on the site as well. Contractor Turner AECOM Hunt in a statement said all employees were unhurt and were accounted for, and construction at the site would continue. Cal OSHA is now conducting an investigation into the incident and indicated in an email response to KNX confirming there have been at least two prior crane accidents at the site of the last year. One of them is still under review. In Inglewood, Pete Demetrio, KNX 1070 News Radio.
A former rookie sheriff's deputy whose claim that he'd been shot outside the Lancaster Sheriff's Station prompted a huge SWAT response, pleading not guilty to three criminal charges. Angel Reynosa said he was shot in the shoulder in August. 3 days later, the sheriff announced the shooting was a hoax, and Reynosa was no longer a member of the department.
After a federal report blasted how USC handled accusations of sexual assault against its one-time campus gynecologist, one lawyer representing many of the women says a cover-up is destroying the school.
The Department of Education report is blistering, citing failure after failure by the university's leadership to investigate hundreds of complaints from female students against Dr. George Tyndall. He is now awaiting trial on charges of sexually assaulting 16 patients.
This is a full-blown criminal conspiracy, in my opinion, to cover this up.
That's Attorney John Manley, who represents hundreds of cases of so-called USC survivors.
What this board, including Mr. Caruso, the chairman, and the successive presidents of the university have done, has not only run the university's ship aground, but they're destroying it.
Manley wants a grand jury to be impaneled. USC denies any cover-up, but it will be monitored by the Fed for 3 years and change the way it handles complaints of sexual assault. Charles Feldman, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Not too long to go till the California primary. Local Democratic leaders, they're worried that voters don't know about all of the changes.
For starters, you may not realize you don't have to wait until Election Day and that you can go virtually anywhere in LA County to cast your ballot. Democrats say this is a problem and it's confusing to people.
They don't know that you can vote a longer period of time. They don't know that you can vote at any location.
And there are nearly 1,000 new voting centers to choose from in LA County. Former State Senator Kevin DeLeon.
And we have to break through the confusion of folks who have been so accustomed to voting in their particular voting station.
In fact, your old voting station may be gone forever. Plus, with the new touch screen system, you may have to hit the more button to see all of the candidates.
Not all candidates are showing on the first page.
Imagine being a candidate on page two. Voters could accidentally skip right over you. Democrats say they may not know how this all shakes out until it's all over. In L.A., John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM News Radio.